Did you know that heart disease is the second biggest killer in Canada? Eating whole grains is proven to improve heart health by reducing bad, LDL, cholesterol, increasing good, HDL, cholesterol, and lowering blood pressure. Whole grains are high in fiber, valuable for improving your gut microbiome, blood sugar control, lowering the risk of certain cancers, and contributing to mealtime fullness. Recent research indicates they are also beneficial in reducing dementia development. What is a whole grain? The whole means that the entire grain has been kept intact. With refined grains, the three main sections are taken apart. These parts are the protective outer coating, the bran, high in fiber, the nutrient-dense core, the germ, packed with vitamins and minerals, and the major part, the endosperm, which contains energy-rich carbohydrates. White, or refined grains contain only the endosperm, whereas whole grain products contain all parts of the grain, so every bite is that much healthier. Keep it simple by switching some of the refined grains you eat with their 100% whole grain counterpart. Here are some ideas. Baking, substitute 1/4 of the white flour with whole wheat flour. They are the same price, so the cost won't increase. Binding, replace breadcrumbs with rolled oats or crushed whole wheat bran cereal. Blending rice, brown and white rice are the same price, so add incremental brown to your white rice, or go crazy and add some high-protein quinoa and antioxidant-rich wild rice. They do cost a bit more but are worth it. Pasta. Refined grain pastas cost the least, but remember, they provide mainly carbs. For the added fiber and nutrients, and to get used to the different flavor and texture, try mixing white with whole grain pasta, or try the higher fiber white versions made with heart-healthy oat bran. Quinoa pasta costs about $2 per 100g more than white pasta. However, quinoa gives you energy and is a complete protein, which means you can cut back on the much more costly animal proteins in your meal. Cereals. Do you want to choose those with the first listed, and therefore the largest ingredient, being whole grain? Look for the following at the beginning of the list: whole grain, name of grain, whole wheat, whole, other grain, stone ground whole, grain, brown rice, oats, oatmeal, old-fashioned and instant wheat berries, whole grain barley, not pearled. Aim for the following per serving: sugar 8 grams, 2 teaspoons, or less, and fiber 4 grams or more. Don't enjoy these cereals as much? Try blending them with your favorite type, slowly increasing the whole grain alternative. The most successful path to better health is with small, gradual changes that are reasonable for your budget, family, and lifestyle. And of course, it must taste good too. Experiment with one or two of the ideas above, find what works and stick with it. Then try another one. Though some of the whole grain versions cost a bit more, your heart, gut, and mind will thank you.